Almighty God, thank you so much that you haven't left us guessing what you're like or how it is that we can be in right relationship with you, but rather you have written to us, faithfully passed it down to us in your word. So we pray that as we turn to this passage today, that you would help us to understand and give us faith to trust you and obey all the more. And we ask it for Jesus' glory in our lives. Amen. Well, God on death row. God on death row. The creator of the universe nailed to the cross. It's hard to overstate just what a profound contrast is unpacked in this early church song, this early church hymn of Philippians 2. This thought that Jesus Christ introduced at the start of the hymn as in very nature God would in the next breath die the most shameful death imaginable, death on a cross. Eternal Son of God executed like the worst of criminals, the very breath of life whose life is snuffed out as he hangs naked and pinned to a tree. Now we know this Easter story and so can easily wash over it with our overfamiliarity. But this song actually in Philippians 2, it wants us to see afresh the wonder of our God's plan, the wonder of our Saviour, the humble servant king who utterly emptied himself to obey and glorify his Father and to serve and to save us. It unpacks this song, it unpacks Jesus' mission. Verse 6 there says, Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Now, some important things to note here in this first verse of the song. Christ Jesus did not cease to be God when he came to earth as a man. Christ Jesus, fully God and fully man. Yet though he remained God in his very nature, he did not demand at this time that all the world recognize and worship him as the Lord of all that he was and still is. He refused, in fact, to seek human glory and the temptation of that glory. He refused to use his equality with God as something to serve his own interests, his own comforts. And instead, we're told he took the form of a servant, or literally took the form of a slave, serving not himself, but serving his Father in heaven and serving us who needed saving. And we talk so much in our Aussie culture about my rights, demanding what I'm entitled to. But Jesus, in very nature God, was so very different to us. See, he willingly gave up all his rights. He left his throne in heaven and became human. He became a slave willing to die in the place of all of us, sinful humanity. He emptied himself and he obeyed his Father. He emptied himself and he served us. Humility, in fact, was not simply a character trait of Jesus. No, humility marked Jesus' entire life. He was born in this backwater nothing town, not a city of renown or influence. He was laid as a baby in a feeding trough of all places. He grew up with the shadow of illegitimacy hanging over his head, with his young virgin mother unmarried when she became pregnant with Jesus. And then he lived 30-odd years in relative obscurity. And then once he started out in his ministry, he was known for hanging out not with the powerful and influential, but with the misfits and the outcasts of society. He was known for loving the unlovable and for serving others rather than being served himself. And then his death, dying the most shameful death imaginable at the time. Crucifixion was horrific. But he didn't just get crucified, he was whipped and beaten before that as well, and then literally nailed to this cross between two criminals to die this slow and suffocating death. It would be hard to imagine, in fact, a more pathetic and shameful ending. Yet this song tells us, don't pity Jesus. Don't pity Jesus. Don't feel sorry for him as if he is a mere victim. For he remained, even on that cross, God in flesh. He was no powerless victim. Rather, he was there because he chose to obey his Father. He was there because he chose to humble himself, to be obedient to God all the way to his death, even death on a cross. No, don't hear this truth and pity Jesus as if he was a victim. Rather, hear this truth and marvel. Marvel. Worship. Be in awe that this our Saviour is such a servant. That this our Lord is such a King. You see, we sinners, we tend to focus on our own desires and what gets us ahead in life. But Jesus, he thought only of others, of obeying his heavenly Father, of saving us. Consider Adam, all of our first father, if you like, who, though not equal with God, sought in the garden to seize that honour for himself, as we all do in one way or another. But in contrast, Jesus Christ, in very nature God, refused to use his equality with God to serve his own interests and glory. He knew he was God of very God, but refused to exploit and take advantage of that for his own status and for his own gain. The Aussie way is to grab all the goodies and glory for yourself, to get ahead, lest others seek to hold you down or hold you back. But Christ demonstrated a totally opposite way, making himself nothing, emptying himself, humbling himself, all the way to death on a cross. Humility defines the whole earthly ministry and existence of Christ Jesus. His humble status, God become human, his humble mindset and acts of service, and his humiliation as the suffering servant, rejected and crucified, pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. Oppressed and afflicted, yet he didn't open his mouth. Led like a lamb to the slaughter, the punishment that brought us peace was on him, and all thanksgiving to him, for it's only by his wounds that we are healed. And he did this by choice. He did this voluntarily. He humbled himself, we're told, in obedience to God his Father and in service of us to save us. The creator of the universe come in human flesh, but making himself a slave to redeem his creation, us, his image bearers. This is our Saviour. This is our God. This is the servant King over all of creation. Notice the result too of Christ's choosing humility. In verse 9, the song goes on, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You see, Christ's voluntary humiliation leads directly to his exaltation by God the Father. He is super elevated, if you like, to a class and category all by himself. Returned, yes, to the place and position he held for all eternity past, but now from a lowly slave on a cross to the highest possible honour and acknowledged by all. God returned his Son to the glory which had always been his, name above all names, a rank and position and dignity unrivaled. Not that he wasn't Lord and Christ before this earthly ministry, but at his resurrection, now this mission is completed. At his resurrection and ascension, the full actuality of his being Lord and Saviour and Christ now declared and celebrated forever. And now, because of this, every knee will bow. Every knee will bow in worship to Jesus, either voluntarily or under compulsion, in joy and submission or under order. But all, without exception, will bow before him and confess that Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We, Jesus' people, his church, we are to look forward to this day. Though we live now in this not now and not yet time, this time when we know him and proclaim him as Lord, and yet also look forward to that day when he will return in glory and when there won't be any more doubt or wavering or waiting, when all, from the devil himself to all people, will bow before Jesus and proclaim him Lord. All time, in fact, all time is moving towards that great day. And it's all to the glory of God the Father. There's no competition or rivalry in the Godhead, no. Only delight and honour that as the Son has obeyed his Father and the Father is glorified in the Son and the Spirit bears witness to both. God on death row. The maker and sustainer of the universe pinned to a tree. The Lord of all, who came not to be served but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many, who chose to humble himself and left his vindication up to God his Father. This is the God we serve. What a God. As we enter into this Easter week and remember afresh the humiliation of our Lord and Saviour, so that we can be in right relationship with God, may we also marvel afresh and glorify him afresh in our worship and our lives. Reflect on this song, friends, and wonder and marvel that this is our God, Christ, the servant King. And as we do so, let us hear also the command to us as Jesus' people in the world, to have the same mindset, the same attitude as Christ Jesus in our relationships with each other and with others in the community. See, we are to be like Christ, to choose humility, to put aside our own gain and our own glory and instead seek to serve God, to glorify him and to leave the outcome, actually, up to him. Is that my attitude? Is that your attitude? In my relationships, do I seek to get, or to give? Which are we known for here as a church at St. Mary's? What's my part in that renown? Are we known for humility and compassion, known for service and other-centeredness, or actually not looking much different at all to any other community group in our Kangaroo Flat community? Our God is so very different to our culture and to our sinful norms. He saved us in utter humility and in utter service. And this passage reminds us of this truth, not only that we would marvel afresh and give thanks afresh to our God for his mercy and love, but that we too would choose to live with this same mindset as our Saviour, transformed by him, inspired by him to walk like him in this world, to put down our norms of selfish ambition and vain conceit and instead to pattern ourselves after Christ, our Saviour, Christ our King. And we need to do it on purpose, just like Jesus did. You see, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. And Jesus is the absolute epitome of that. And we, as his people, are called to follow him, to walk as he walked, to serve others before serving ourselves. And so we'll bring glory to Jesus, our Saviour, to God our Father, and the wonder of our Almighty God who would save us at such cost and in such humble love will be celebrated. So friends, remember what a Saviour we have, what a God we serve. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for choosing to leave your throne in heaven, for choosing to put aside your rights and instead to obey your Father and to die for us. Thank you. We marvel at your love and your service of us. And we pray for your help. Please, Lord Jesus, help us to walk in your footsteps, to choose humility, to choose service in our relationships with one another. Please help us and be glorified in how we treat one another. We ask in your powerful name, Jesus. Amen.